Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 7th of March, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1965 when we travel to Rome. Today, Pope Paul VI celebrated the first Mass in Italian, that is in the vernacular, the local language of the people, rather than Latin. Facing the people in the Church of All Saints in the Via Appia Nuova in Rome, and also for the first time inviting the congregation to receive communion standing. These were some of the fruits of the Second Vatican Council, but the liturgical reform had much deeper roots. The liturgical movement of the 19th and the 20th centuries came out of the Benedictine monasteries in France, particularly Solesmes Abbey, famous as the source of the restoration of Benedictine monastic life in the country after the French Revolution. Their central goal was to encourage the laity to live the liturgy by attending services, not only Mass, often, by understanding what they meant, and by following the priest in heart and in mind. A growing objective of the movement was the introduction of the vernacular language, and Pope Pius XII had already granted permission for the use of local languages in the renewal of baptismal promises in the Easter Vigil service. During the council, bishop conferences from all over the world soon voted to expand the use of the vernacular and requested confirmation of this choice from Rome. In response, from 1964 onwards, a series of documents from Rome granted general authorization for steadily greater proportions of the Mass to be said in the vernacular. However, on the 25th of September in 1969, two retired cardinals, Ottaviani and Bacci, wrote a critical letter in which they sent Pope Paul VI a text that had been prepared in the previous June by a group of 12 theologians under the direction of Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, saying that on many points the new Mass had much to gladden the heart of even the most modernist Protestant. The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith responded that the document contained many affirmations that were superficial, exaggerated, inexact, emotional, and false. However, some of its observations were taken into account in preparing the definitive version of the new order of the Mass. Archbishop Lefebvre founded the Society of St. Pius X as a small community of seminarians in the village of Echon in Switzerland. But 5 years later, he was ordered to disband the society and ignored the decision. In 1988, against the expressed prohibition of Pope John Paul II, he consecrated four bishops to continue his work, and therefore incurred automatic excommunication. By the time the revised missal was published in 1970, priests were no longer obliged to use Latin in any part of the Mass. Today, a very large majority of Masses are celebrated in the language of the people, although Latin is still used either occasionally and in some places on a regular basis. This has rumbled on as a tension within the Church, and it started to dominate conservative Catholic circles on parts of the internet. Pope Benedict, in 2007, eased restrictions on using the Latin Mass in his letter Summorum Pontificum, and hoped to reconcile the ultra-traditionalists. His letter granted greater freedom for priests to use the Tridentine liturgy, which dates back to the Council of Trent, in its 1962 form, stating that all priests of the Latin Rite Church may freely celebrate Mass with the 1962 Missal privately. It also provided that in parishes where a group of the faithful attached to the previous liturgical tradition stably exists, the parish priest should willingly accede to their request to celebrate Holy Mass according to the rite of the 1962 Roman Missal. But he made no changes in the 1962 Missal, the main prayer book for the old rite, which includes prayers on Good Friday for the conversion of Jews. This caused anxiety in Jewish civil rights groups, who were worried that many of the advances in ecumenical dialogue, particularly under John Paul II, would be lost. This papal blessing to revive the use of the 1962 Missal, including the prayers of Good Friday, was a surprise for many, because the Second Vatican Council had repudiated the idea of collective Jewish guilt for Christ's death. Pope Francis, when celebrating Mass in 2015, on the 50th anniversary of the first Mass in the vernacular, said that he hoped that commemorating the first papal Mass in the vernacular rather than Latin would remind people that the house of God is meant to be a source of spiritual strength, where they can hear his word and feel not like foreigners, but as brothers and sisters who are united in their love for Christ. People must continue to be committed to the purification and the inner cleansing of the church, the Pope said, so that it be a spiritual place and not a superficial place of worship. Authentic worship and liturgical celebrations should lead people towards a real conversion of heart by letting them hear the voice of the Lord who guides them along the path of rectitude and Christian perfection. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us tomorrow if you can as we look at Ronald Reagan's address to US evangelicals in 1983 and his use of the phrase the evil empire to describe the Soviet Union. Visit our website for more information at www.pogp.net, and if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.